from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
People already doing our work for us on the text page. Current Jag I hate, Trevor Lawrence, his hair makes him look like the chick in the Netflix movie Tall Girl. I'm not a big Trevor Lawrence fan, but I don't know, man. Like, there's a balance. There's somewhere you need to be. There's a certain level of performance where you're so good that I can't hate you. Like, I don't hate Peyton Manning. Like, he's just Hall of Fame. And yet, there's a level of underperformance that I just can't hate you because you're not worth hating yet. You got to be in that meaty part of the curve.
If Trevor Lawrence were really good, and if he were a little bit more trash talky,
obnoxious,
or something,
yeah.
If he were obnoxious, he would be eminently hateable,
yes,
because of his long flowing locks.
Yeah,
and it's not just long hair. It's not like long hair like a Viking or anything. He looks like, you know what he looks like? He looks like one of those fancy princes from the Renaissance. You know, like you should be wearing a big poofy shirt and one of those goofy hats with his hair coming underneath.
Yes.
They'd call him like the Bonnie Prince or something like that. Yeah, yeah.
And tights.
That's what's really annoying about him.
Okay.
Taxation without representation.
Right,
really annoying about him.
I'm starting to get there now.
Abigail on the YouTube chat, you guys can watch the show on YouTube. It's a great way to take in the show if you're trying to, you know, do it at work or something. She brings up the most hated thing about the Jaguars might not be an individual player itself, but the Duval.
Yeah, that's bad.
The Duval chant. That doesn't, when you're losing to the Jaguars and you hear that Duval, that gets you. That sticks it right in your ribs.
It's a little like the Oakland A's where you're like, okay, I mean, they're a crappy team in our division. And I hate them because they're in our division, but I can't name anybody in particular I really hate. But you know what I hate? Those damn drums. The drums that they play in the Coliseum there. Like, those are as annoying to me, at least, as the Duval chant is.
I always kind of liked the drums.
Yeah. Not for the whole game. They play them all game long.
I know. I kind of like them. You know how that started was the A's, like, when the A's came into the league, they had an owner who was the exact opposite of their current one, which is, like, a really lovable guy that just said, hey, we're going to make this, like, a minor league environment, and just, yeah, we'll do a whole bunch of goofy stuff and make it a party atmosphere.
Right.
That's why for A's fans especially, it's especially once you, when you got, you go from having this attitude for years of just being like the fun loving, hey, we're gonna do it differently type, to just now an owner that just doesn't give a damn. It's hard for him.
No, now I know, you're right. Yeah, they went from that guy to an owner who's like, I'm gonna steal the team from you and bring it to Vegas. See ya. JJ McCarthy, the Vikings rookie quarterback, who, like a lot of these rookie quarterbacks, had a really nice debut in the preseason. Like, literally, of the six guys that got drafted in the top 12, five of them had really solid games. regular preseason, so we'll see what happens. But one thing we know, we will not see J.J. McCarthy for the rest of the preseason, possibly not the regular season either. Torn meniscus in his knee, so they don't know yet if they're going to go. There's two treatments for the meniscus without getting too technical, because I can't. One is a shaving of the meniscus, which gets you back in like a month and a half.
Yeah,
the
you other, just snip it.
Yeah, the other is a repair of the meniscus, which would knock him out for the entire season. They don't know which it's going to be yet.
Yeah, repair of the meniscus, you got to be like non-weight-bearing for a long time, and it's dicey. Yeah, with the meniscus, it could go a million different directions. Sometimes they go and they snip it, and you're right back out. And some guys are freakishly fast to recover from it.
Yep.
Others, you just don't know, and it's just it just swells up sometimes.
Safe to say he will not play against the Houston Texans in week three, barring injury. This will be a Sam Darnold joint that the Texans will face in week three. And I was happy about this. I'm perfectly fine facing the known of Sam Darnold. I know what Sam Darnold is. The unknown of J.J. McCarthy, especially after how he looked in his first preseason game, I'm like, oh, this feels like one of those games where you get a rookie coming in here and he's on one after a couple weeks of his rookie year.
There's a little bit of irony here in that as we talk about the promising performances of all these rookie quarterbacks, Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson are perhaps the most notorious for looking awesome in the preseason, their rookie year, versus vanilla coverages and making circus throws. Like, oh my God, look at what we have in this guy. So, yeah, you have to take every preseason performance with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
So J.J. McCarthy looked good, but who knows what he might have been.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lose sleep over Sam Darnold. I'm going to start thinking about, if this Texans defense can be as opportunistic as it looks on paper, then this might be a banner day for the Texans defense.
Did you see the video that surfaced yesterday of Sam Darnold?
No.
He threw a pick six in practice.
Oh, yes, I did see this. Yes.
Went down to his knees while the play is still going on. He's got his hand on his helmet, like bent over, and there's guys rushing by him like he's in the middle of a freeway or something like that.
Great mental toughness there, Sam. way to brush off the egregious error. I was seeing ghosts.
Dude, I mean, you combine that with... Yeah, remember that? I was seeing ghosts.
Yeah.
You combine that with the J.J. McCarthy news, and Texan fans were feasting on that video yesterday. They're like, man, what's Sting and Petrie going to do here? Sting and Kamari. It was really, really funny. J.J. McCarthy's message to Viking fans: love you, Viking Nation. I'll be back in no time. Amor fati. Amor fati, which I suppose is Latin. It's Latin for love one's fate. So all I guess, right. Is this his way of saying, like, this is all sort of God's plan, I guess, that I get my knee shredded?
Yeah, I guess. What does it mean, literally?
Love one's fate. Amor
love one's
fati.
Fate. Yeah, just embrace, you know. Okay, good.
Did you tweet that out after any of your injuries back in the...
I stayed away from Latin.
Yeah.
On platforms that hadn't been invented yet.
I love how your answer wasn't, hey, dummy, there was no Twitter back then. I stayed away from Latin. Hey, Jerod Mayo met with the media yesterday. They've got some practices coming up with the, I forget who they're practicing with. They've got some joint practices coming up, the Patriots do. This is, I think it's actually with the Rams, who the Texans have a joint practice with next week as well. But Jerod Mayo, this was his solution. We saw a bleep load of fights between the Giants and the Lions last week in joint practices, like 10 fights. Here's Jerod Mayo's solution for preventing fights for the Patriots when they get into their joint practices.
You don't fight in a real game. When you fight in a real game, you get fined, you get kicked out. It's the same thing here. And look, my message to the players, if you get in a fight out here, if you're a starter, you're going to play the whole preseason game. If you're not a starter, you won't play at all. And so that's kind of my mindset with that.
Eagles. They're joint practicing with the Eagles. That's who they're with.
That's along the lines of what D'Amico said too, after a couple of the dust ups with the Texans, that look, you do that in a game, we want to practice in game like conditions, and you got to know how to just throttle down the smack talk a little bit. The other thing about it in practice though is that in a game, when somebody does something illegal, it gets flagged, and in practice it does, but the flag doesn't really hurt. So like, what always happens is, and we saw this with the Texans, there's some self-policing that goes on, and sometimes the fights are, it's a way of policing what's going, okay, you're going to hit our guy over the middle, like, yeah, I know this is a meaningless practice flag, but you're not going to get that again.
Yeah.
So you got to show that you're not going to get punked. That's where it gets, That's where it gets tough, especially when you're facing another team. You know what it made me think of, Sean? You talk about confrontations and game-like situations. That linebacker for the Broncos that got up in CJ's face.
Singleton
got up in CJ's face. Offensive lineman, well, four of the offensive linemen, came to CJ's support, ran up on him, and that ended up, Singleton kind of single-handedly lost the game for the Broncos in some regards, because he had another bad play in that game, too. He was the one that blitzed Anthony Richardson on one of his errant throws in the preseason game, and it gave me a warm fuzzy, because I was like, yeah, I remember that guy. I remember when the Texans did the right thing, and CJ didn't do anything. He just stood his ground, kind of headbutted Singleton.
He didn't walk away. He stood his ground. Yeah.
The Broncos ended up getting flagged for it. Yep. And it was a costly penalty. That was a field goal situation that turned into a touchdown, if I recall correctly.
Might have been.
Took away a third down stop or something, whatever it was.
Yeah.
That's the perfect example right there of, like, in a game, you gotta remember where the line is, yes, and let the other team be the one that loses their heads.
And unlike the fighting in practice, which D'Amico, after that practice, said he did not like, as you pointed out.
Yeah.
After that Bronco game, he freaking loved that. He loved that CJ went and got back in sync. You know, that CJ didn't walk away. He stood his ground.
He loved that four of the five offensive linemen came to support, too.
Yes. Yeah, the four of the five, yes, came to CJ's defense. So D'Amico loved that. Like, he loved the fieriness of his team within the framework of things that aren't hurting the team in down and distance situations, right? Mm-hmm. So there you go.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, keep texting in, 713-572-4610. Weekend project is easy. T. Lawrence and his Prince Charming of Shrek hair. That's probably where you're getting it from. Prince Charming from Shrek, I think, has long hair like that. So that may be like a subconscious kind of thing going on with you there.
It's just a bad look on him, man. I like it when a dude's got good long hair and everything, like a Brooks Reed style or whatever. But he's got a lot, I've got a long face and I know what you can and can't do. The long hair accentuates your long face and it's an unsettling appearance. It's unsettling to look at.
There's a hilarious meme going around. I think it's been going around for a while, but it popped up again on my Twitter feed this weekend where they've got a picture of Trevor Lawrence on the left side. And then they've got on the right side, you got to be a Sopranos fan to know what we're talking about here. But remember that season of The Sopranos where Carmella, Tony's wife, kind of had a thing for Furio?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And the meme is that Trevor Lawrence is Carmella and Furio's illegitimate son. Because
he does have a look. They had that same look about him.
He's Furio with a blonde wig on, basically, is what he is. Yeah.
Yeah, Furio had the same thing going. Felt like that guy could have. It was holding me back from really believing that he was the psychopathic killer that he was.
Yeah, he had the long hair too.
Did he actually make out with her at one point?
No.
They came really close.
Yeah,
she made out with the contractor. Poor dude.
That's what you're thinking.
Oh
yes.
My God.
Yeah.
Kids, if you've never seen The Sopranos, just know that this poor contractor got almost seduced by a mob boss's wife.
Yes.
And, oh my God.
He was terrified.
As he should. I would have moved away, man.
Oh yeah.
I would have been Lithuanian within a week. I would have had a fake passport and whatever it took. I would have had my kids and myself out of there.
All right. The Texans practiced in the brutal heat yesterday. D'Amico Ryans explained why, and I've got some observations. Had eyes on a few things. I saw something yesterday that I would put up against any previous Texans practice that I've seen in my 18 years of covering the team. We will do that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.